listening to Instant Microwave Buzz, an improvised sketch comedy podcast recorded live in Maui, Hawaii. Aloha. To learn more about Instant Microwave Buzz, go to IMF Maui on Instagram. Support us on Patreon under Instant Microwave Buzz. And now on with the show.
It's a story that no one can believe. Explosive details all over about Walt Diddy. From the Paw and Crime Network, I'm Jesse Webfoot. And this is an explosive story. Nobody can believe it. Walt Diddy, movie mogul, music mogul, vacation mogul. This guy had his fingers in every single industry. No one could believe the rumors, but it turns out we've now got some corroborating information. Just this week, a sealed indictment hit the courts. It's explosive because no one knows what it's actually about. But many people have been speculating. And now a newly unearthed body cam might shed some light on the story. Here we go to that body cam in L.A.
Fuck you, Diddy! Diddy! Walt Diddy! Oh, God! Oh, boy! Oh, God! Don't do it! I'm not gonna suck anything else! Oh, wait! Are you the cops?
We're police. We're police. It's okay.
Oh, my God!
Who did this to you?
It was Walt Diddy. Oh, God, he made me eat things.
Are you Mickey Mouse, the movie star?
I don't even know. He called me pig.
He called you pig? Who did this?
Oh, the big man, the big cheese. He put stuff in me. People says he's got a lot of fingers and a lot of pies, but he has his fingers in a lot of holes.
All right, hold tight. This is 118. I made contact. He slowed down. We got him now here. He's making some pretty interesting statements. We're gonna have to bring this one in.
But it didn't end there. After that, suddenly, the floodgates opened. We found experts. We found actors, even animation studio executives that claimed they were forced to animate some of these abuses. Walt Diddy reportedly lacing shots of vodka in big bottles that said XXX with XX ecstasy, aka Molly shots. This is a huge, 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 I can't even say it, wrinkle in the story. And we have an expert that we want to go to now. She is an expert in this sort of a crime. Go ahead, Sandra.
So it's typical in cases like these when you see somebody with so much power abusing it for the greater evil. He had many of these animators doctoring files, doctoring animations, creating compromising information of people to use as blackmail so that he could sexually traffic them.
So you're saying that this completely fits the MO of what he's been accused of. A powerful man, Walt Diddy, everyone knows this name. Everyone in every corner knows who he is. You think that this is exactly the MO that has been described in these accusations?
It completely checks out. Yeah, you got a big man with big goals, and what do you do when you get everything that the world has to offer? You He's created his empire. He's created Diddyland. And unfortunately, I think the Diddy has to stop here.
And it's funny you say that because I want to show you a video now of someone who works at Diddyland. This is another video that I think that you are going to want to see. Let's take a look at this. And here we go. Her name is Michelle Von Goofy. Go ahead.
Hello. Yes, my name is Michelle, but I am better known as Gwendolyn, Princess of Genovia. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do what they made me do. The other princesses trusted me. They trusted me with their love and their magic. And we're all just girls in dresses. We had about 16 princesses getting trafficked through there a day.
Now that video is heartbreaking. To see all of those magic princesses in such a vulnerable place. I mean, doctor, that has to upset you.
Complete mental destruction, unfortunately. There's no coming back from that kind of damage. All we can do now is make sure that Diddy sees his time in court and faces repercussions for these actions. And unfortunately, once you get spiked with XXX poison marked bottles, it's hard to go back to how life was before.
Now, Walt Diddy's lawyer has issued a statement. We still haven't heard from Diddy yet, but he is quite the character. We got a statement from him right here.
My client is completely innocent. These allegations are nothing but that, allegations. And there's no way that he could have done these heinous crimes that you accuse him of. What are all these things about butt plugs and ecstasy? That's not what Walt Diddy is all about. He's about the children. The children. No more comments.
Now, of course, that did not make him look any better. That statement, milquetoast, too little, too late. Powerfully delivered, but just bizarrely received. We're going to go now to our Paw and Crime Network attorney. His name is Jim Glacier. Jim, what do you think is going to happen if this sealed document gets unsealed and we see an indictment really happen? We see a conviction of Walt Diddy. What do you see happening?
I don't like any unsealed documents being unsealed. I like the unsealed documents to be sealed, then unsealed. But before I answer your complete question, I need to review that body cam footage. We need to go over that. And just let's just watch this again.
Piece by piece.
Yes, piece by piece.
Oh, God. He's going to put it inside of me
now,
again.
Now, this first section here.
He's never going to catch me. Not anymore.
We see a Mickey Mouse. He is a puppet. And we do see that they are putting their hand inside of him to make his lips move.
Now,
he is a puppet.
I'm going to pause it there. Right there. See that?
I'm not a puppet.
Right there. Is where I paused it. Do you see what he's going on here? Look at what the police officer here is. And you see far back in the corner. Do you see all the way back there?
Yes.
Do you see that?
I see that. What is that? Well, you'll have to wait to the next video here on the Paw and Crime Network. This has been Sidebar. I'm Jesse Webtoe. Hey, leave a comment down below. Get us on Twitter and maybe even tell us how you first found out about these accusations against Walt Diddy. We'll see you next time, everybody. Thank you.
Instant Microwave Buzz is a weekly improvised sketch comedy podcast recorded live at the Fuzzbox Studios in Lahaina, Hawaii, on the beautiful island of Maui. To learn more about the Fuzzbox Studios and their mission to encourage, inspire, and empower individuals in developing their creative visions and by providing an environment to cultivate their skills and talents, check us out at fuzzboxproductions.com. Check out our website for instantmicrowavefuzz.buzzsprout.com. You can find us on Patreon, YouTube, and Instagram under Instant Microwave Fuzz. And you can find us on all the podcast platforms. Support the show on Patreon at Instant Microwave Fuzz. And big thanks to our patrons, Will, Alan, Paul, and Laura. Thanks to all of you. We'll see you next week. Thank you. We'll be right back.